Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin disclosed in House testimony that the United Ukrainian soldiers in the United States used armed drones to attack Russian tanks and other armored vehicles. A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least eight other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
Walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell Building and, you know, felt something like lunge at the back of my leg.
The fox was euthanized. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
President Biden and the White House have repeatedly denied that he and Hunter ever discussed the First Son's controversial overseas business dealings. In reality, the New York Post has released information from the laptop saying the president 12 times has discussed matters involving Hunter's business partners. Still, no special counsel has been appointed to investigate. Entrapment by the FBI is the defense angle for the men charged in an attempted kidnapping of Democrat Governor Whitmer of Michigan. Nonetheless, a verdict has still not been reached.
The jury will return on Thursday to continue deliberations and determine the fates of Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta. They are charged with conspiracy. Defense lawyers assert that an informant manipulated the group at the direction of the FBI. The trial began with jury selection on March 8th. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. As the White House refuses to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch on Fox News this morning, says politics at the administration level is why a special counsel has not been appointed.
It's a massive corruption scandal that one hasn't been appointed. One should have been appointed, in my view, during the Trump administration, and certainly the Justice Department under President Biden has a irredeemable conflict of interest that the regulations require be dealt with through a special counsel. That's why a special counsel was involved. Supposedly that's why a special counsel was appointed to target Trump, and there was really nothing to really require one because there was no serious evidence Trump had done anything wrong. In this case, the president's son, everyone acknowledges, is under criminal investigation, and as you've been reporting and the evidence shows, Joe Biden is up to his neck in this issue. In the least, he's a witness. Arguably, he should be a target. Either way, a special counsel is required. And the fact that one hasn't been appointed ought to be concerning any American who wants the law fairly administered by the Justice Department with respect to the Biden family scandal.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
You know, you may not want to talk about it, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that we do have to, we do have to talk about it. I mean, this is why our founding fathers had... you know, such a focus on free speech that we need to be able to talk about these things, even as uncomfortable as they may be. Because, you know, like that old Pennzoil commercial, it says, you can pay me now or pay me later. And what happens with so much of what we deal with in our culture, we just kick it down the road and think that somehow it might resolve itself on its own. Never does. It only gets more complicated and more criminal. And such is the case for the Biden family. People have known this for a long time. They saw the spuriousness, the breakdown in integrity of what the Biden family was doing and what was happening throughout, I dare say, throughout the Obama administration. We saw this happen with Hillary Clinton. You know, the mainstream media turned a blind eye to it. Others didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to hold her into account. She destroyed evidence that any other citizen would have been thrown into jail for. That's it. Throw the key away. But no, the multi-tiered justice system that is involved and engaged in our country today, it's no wonder the American people are brain bruised and confused over it. And now the question right now regarding Hunter Biden, of course, there's so many questions. The president insists that he didn't have any conversations with Hunter Biden about his overseas dealings. But yet the media is now reporting there are 12 specific instances where it's clear that the now president was aware, did in fact have conversations. And so, what is he going to do? Well, Rebecca Terrell is with us, and she is the senior editor with a focus on health, energy, and environmental issues for the New American Magazine, and she has details for us. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's good to be here.
Well, Rebecca, one of the things that came out a bit shockingly, especially in light of what's going on between Ukraine and Russia and what we've been dealing with and trying to understand what the heck happened in China, and we now know that Nancy Pelosi, there's no way, as leader of the House, that she's going to trigger an investigation into Wuhan and the laboratory, because we found out that her husband and son, even her, in a sense, are what they called elite captured, as Peter Schweitzer puts it. So she is one of a long line of elected officials who have been elite captured by the communist Chinese. So this seems to be the driving force of the policy that we are having to deal with. And Americans keep going, why are we doing this? This doesn't make sense, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, everybody's focusing on this Ukrainian natural gas company for which Hunter Biden was a board member without any kind of credentials whatsoever. And, you know, we're ignoring the fact that there are also emails that implicate him accepting money on behalf of his father for communist China as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's all right now Ukraine's getting the headlines because, of course, there's the war going on. But there's so much here, and I really think the spotlight needs to be put, too, on the FBI that sat on all this information almost a full year. You know, what's going on there? And the lesson that we all need to take from this is, when are we going to stop paying attention to what our elected officials are telling us, the ones that we know we have proof that they're lying to us, the bureaucrats in Washington who are not elected are telling us, and news outlets like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Twitter and Facebook, these social media giants, when are we going to stop listening to them? I mean, is this not proof enough?
Yeah, and I mean, it's comical that now they're forced to kind of fess up. And, you know, and we look back and we go, whoa, we had all these generals in the intelligence community telling us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Of course, now we know a lot more of the truth, and egg is all over their face. And I agree with you. They should be canceled. You know, forever. We should never listen to them. Just like, you know, what's his name? The senator out of, Connecticut. And, you know, the one who stole military valor. His name always escapes me, and for the right reasons, because I don't even want to remember him. But they still give him... Yeah, they give him TV time, and it bothers me, because even he himself indicted himself. He says, look at, during the Kavanaugh hearings, in essence, he used a Latin term, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So if it's false in one thing, it's false in everything. Well, hello, you know, you're lying, and you're a liar, and so why are we even listening to you? Why are we even listening to the likes of, you know, Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff or, you know, Swalwell? I mean, the line is long and distinguished, and unfortunately, they're in power positions that the American people keep electing them into office. I'm going, what are you thinking?
Right. Well, we have to assume Joe Biden was elected. Was he duly elected? Is he truly president? But we do have video of him in 2018 at a Council on Foreign Relations event bragging about using his role as vice president to threaten cutting off U.S. aid to Ukraine if they didn't fire the prosecutor who was looking into the fact that Hunter was on the board of that of that energy farm.
Burisma. Yeah, Burisma,
right.
Yes.
And so, I mean, he was bragging about it. It's out of his own mouth. It doesn't have to be speculation. He was bragging about it, and the audience laughed.
Yes.
And then he said, oh, and they installed someone who was a good guy, who was on the up and up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's withholding $1 billion that they need for aid, right? And, you know, to do this. And this is the ultimate, and to use Nancy Pelosi's term, quid pro quo. And he's caught, and yet for something so minor by comparison, it ends up leading to an impeachment trial against Donald Trump.
Right. Right. Exactly. And one of the saddest emails, too, which I think is one of the most damning emails, was when he wrote to his estranged, when Hunter wrote to his estranged daughter, Naomi, and said, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. So that we see where the money was going. And so now the fact checkers are telling us that the evidence in the emails, in Hunter Biden's emails, that his company was financing biolabs in Ukraine. Oh, there's nothing to see here. We don't have any biolabs. It ends up that we do have biolabs, but they're only for research. They're not for bioweapons research. Oh, even though there are bioweapons that still exist there from the old USSR days. You know, it just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on. It's almost like you go, whenever I want to know what's not going on, I go to the New York Times or Facebook or, you know.
Yeah. Well, Rebecca, it's all about the cons keeping the con. They never give up the con. And yes, I mean, we're talking elected officials. We're talking about a president of the United States. See, the other question that you wonder, and I've been saying this for a long time, is that here you've got a Secretary of State selling influence based on her position and her expected position of becoming president of the United States, she's out there selling her assets, the American assets, for influence. And you've got the Biden family, and then Barack Obama is sitting there on the perch. How is he escaping any kind of scrutiny or any kind of association whatsoever? This is beyond me. Still to be understood. More from Rebecca Terrell after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you. Rebecca Terrell continues with us. She's with the New American Magazine, where she serves as senior editor with a focus on health, energy, and environmental issues. Rebecca, you know, so I was just telling you just as we were coming back, Richard Blumenthal, and I know I probably had people, you know, our listeners, Richard Blumenthal, you know, there's just something about it, I guess, maybe in my own mind, as I said, you know, these people that have so lied to us, like these, you know, generals and international community, and as I pointed out, I mean, these were the ones that spoke up and gave cover to Joe Biden, along with Chris Wallace during the debate, as you'll recall, when this came up. And, you know, Chris Wallace did not want to have President Trump really bring more focus and attention to Hunter Biden's laptop. But Biden, you know, pretty much, deflected the accusations, quoting these 51 intelligence officers, generals, you know, all the top names in the infrastructure of our federal intelligence community. The same community, if you remember, the mainstream media questioned Donald Trump for questioning, and they said, "What, you don't believe your own intelligent resources of this great country of ours?" Now we know why he didn't believe them, right?
Exactly, and they've been quoted bragging. I mean, Joe Biden wouldn't just brush things off. He would insult people, and the audience would laugh, you know, whenever anybody brought it up. And then some of the 51 intelligence officials have admitted that they are glad that they used their influence in that way. So, you know, I mean, again, it goes back to when are we going to start, as you said during the break, believe our lying eyes and realize and our lying ears and realize that they're never going to stop lying to us. This has been going on for decades. This has been going on for a long time. I was raised in a household where my parents taught all my sisters and myself, watch the news and see what they're not telling you.
Exactly.
See
good
what
point.
Most of what, you know, if they tell you one guy's a good guy, he's probably a bad guy. If they tell you another guy's good, you know, bad, he's probably good. And now they've lost a little bit of control because outlets like mine, I work at the New American Magazine, write for them, mm-hmm. and yours, your radio show here, and social media, when we can get around the fact checkers and the censors, they're losing control. And so they know that, and that's why you're seeing a lot more censoring and a lot more shutting down and sitting like the FBI sitting on Hunter Biden's laptop for so long. But two, you've got to think, what's going on? What's with the timing of this? Why have they all
exactly been... that was my next point with you so what do you see?
Well, and I don't know. I've been discussing this actually with my editor in chief, and we're trying to figure out what, you know, everyone's expendable. It's kind of like in Hitler's regime. Everybody was expendable. And, the timing right now, you know, it was funny. And in January, COVID was still a big deal. And then by the end of January and in February, COVID seems like that went away. It's not. It hasn't gone away. They're still pushing through, but the Biden administration is still pushing for mandatory vaccines. And you see kids still being masked in schools everywhere and healthcare workers being forced to get.
Yeah, but our border's wide open, though, Rebecca. I mean, and to the point that the Biden administration says Title 42, which was instituted because of COVID and the pandemic.
Right.
As far as the border is concerned, any COVID sensitivity is out the door. And and Title 42 is irrelevant.
And did you hear what the Texas governor's doing? I love that about buses. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
But I feel like, and I'm not saying Hunter's laptop is not important. It is. It is very extremely important. But the timing, when it can't hurt Joe Biden the way it could have back then. And covering up everything else that's going on right now. They're also trying to, in every single state, they're trying to get a convention of states to vote on it and oust our constitution, our national constitution, which is the only governmental document in the world that acknowledges that rights come from God. And they've already rewritten it, just like the one in Canada, where rights come from government, and we see what happened with the brave truckers. a few months
exactly.
ago. Up there. So, you know, they're doing this. These things should be headlining just as much as Hunter Biden's laptop and the bio labs in Ukraine, which I don't know if they're bioweapons labs or just, you know, pandemic preventative. But with what's going on with Wuhan, I think
yes.
it's just... It's a reasonable question to ask.
Well, but can we get a reasonable answer? Dr. Fauci gave them cover. He knew about this early on. He had his own personnel that were there. And after 18 months, they came back. The report states that they came back and said, these guys are, in so many words, my words, they're a bunch of cowboys, and there's going to be a problem. There's going to be an outbreak because they're too reckless. It was the warning that they came back with. And so here you are about a year and a half later or so. You have an outbreak, and Fauci is quiet. He says nothing. And you wonder, you go, okay, what kind of counsel did he give to then-President Trump about this this pandemic that he expected and knew it was going to happen, but there were other agendas that were more important than the protection of America or the world, and millions of people died unnecessarily because they squashed the information. And I don't know, in anybody's consciousness, how Dr. Fauci can remain to be some sort of scientific hero and not guilty of all this blood.
Absolutely, and I believe it fits right in with this depopulation agenda.
Yes.
Which, I mean, that's a whole topic for another conversation, isn't it?
Exactly, because this is what the globalists, you know, Margaret Sanger, the eugenicists, all this stuff, I mean, you know, Bill Gates, they in their own brains believe that the earth cannot sustain the population it has. So if you lose a couple million people here or there, it's no big whoop, because we've got too many people anyway, and the herd needs to be culled, right?
Right. Well, and I don't think that they really believe that the earth can't sustain all of us, because obviously it is sustaining all of us. I think that they really have hate in their hearts. I really believe they despise. I mean, Hillary Clinton called us basket of deplorables.
Deplorables, right. Exactly.
You know, I proudly wear that label if it comes from somebody like her.
Right, exactly. Yeah, welcome to the club. But you see, Rebecca, you and I, we celebrate life. We respect life. And this is a party, and it really is. I mean, a party that celebrates death. Look what their stand is on abortion. I mean,
yes.
60 million plus babies have died. Some states are going on to say even if a baby is delivered post-abortively, and you can keep them, you know, it's okay to let them live, you know, for months beyond. And if they, you know, succumb, I guess, as, you know, then Governor Northam put it, you just offer them comfort care, right? Until they pass.
Abortion is, I think that while we have abortion on our nation's shores, we will never have any kind of resolution to anything else. We are allowing child sacrifice. We look down on pagan cultures of the past that participated in child sacrifice. We do it every day to the tune of 4,000 babies a day in this country. And that is bringing a scourge and a curse on our country that we can't get rid of until we acknowledge what we're doing and stop it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know, as you say, when you look through the annals of antipathy, you see what happens. There is a judgment that comes. It's inevitable. You cannot destroy innocence to the level. I mean, we see what's happening in Ukraine and we're outraged. We see what's happening with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, what the communist Chinese have done, what's happening in South Africa. The list is long, and it's heartbreaking to see what's happening. The world in itself cannot tolerate it, and it will eventually come to a point because it is so antithetical to, you know, God's nature and the rules of nature. They're so antithetical that eventually it has to be spit out. And I believe this is where we're heading unless we find repentance and get this thing back on track, God willing. That's what we can hope and pray for, Rebecca. Well, we have to leave it there. Like we said, we've got many more opportunities to come together. Look forward to having you back, Rebecca Terrell from the New American Magazine.
Too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only
$75 per month level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin disclosed in House testimony that the United States military is training Ukrainian soldiers in the United States to use armed drones to attack Russian tanks and other armored vehicles. A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least eight other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
Walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell Building and, you know, felt something like lunge at the back of my leg.
The fox was euthanized. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man. Jordan Goodman joins us now. Hey, Jordan, what do you think? One out of five workers runs out of money before payday, according to one survey?
Yes. And we have a lot of people quitting their jobs. We had over 4.3 million people quit their jobs in February at the same time. It's pretty crazy.
Where do they go? I mean, like, all of a sudden they don't need to eat? Kids, we're not eating. Dad's quitting. Mom's quitting.
They start their own job. They do things from home. But it is a bit of a mystery as to where all these people are going. There's still over 11 million unfilled jobs in the country right now. So there's a lot of places for them to go. We have a tremendous labor shortage right now. And so that's a problem. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a problem.
Oh, and by the way, the other report was couples who pool their money are more likely to stay together, according to this one researcher.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, you know, just saying.
For the average person, what's happening right now is the inflation is really starting to take a bite. You're seeing gas prices going up sharply. You're seeing food prices going up sharply. And it's really affecting people's behavior in major, major ways. And I think that's going to get worse.
Okay, how much of this, you know, the administration wants us to believe, just blame everything on Putin. I mean, that's the political natural response. You always got to find a devil somewhere to, you know, to pin it on. In this case, inflation, you blame on Putin. Don't think about the policies that I've enacted along the way that exacerbated the problem. But we're just going to blame everything on Putin, right? I mean, before it was Trump, now it's Putin.
Well, Russia invading Ukraine exacerbated what was already a very inflationary situation. Obviously, oil, that we've sanctioned their oil, and there's a shortage of oil worldwide, and the shortage of natural gas. They're talking about rationing natural gas in Germany now because there's just not right. enough of it. Food, Ukraine is a big producer of wheat and other foods, Russia, and the same thing in fertilizer. People aren't thinking about that. They are
no, fertilizer is through the roof, exactly.
Major producer of fertilizer. This is going to cause worldwide food shortages. So it's not only higher prices, but shortages of things as well. So that's going to impact things, and I think it has a lot of political implications come the fall when we have the midterms. People are not going to be happy if their price at the pump is $8 a gallon or something like that, which it might be. It's really going to restrict people's willingness and ability to travel. And it's just kind of reinforcing the whole home work situation. This is like COVID, too. When you stayed home because of COVID, now you're staying home because it's going to cost you too much to go out.
Well, what is AOC going to say with their green policy if we're scrambling to produce fertilizer and you got all that methane flying around?
That's right. This is not good for the Greens. I mean, they have lost, basically, because they were trying to shut down the oil economy, and it's backfired. We now need the oil and natural gas that we're not producing because we've had so many environmental and other restrictions on oil and gas, and it makes us reliant on our friends in Iran and Venezuela and Russia and places that we're saying, can you please give us more oil? This is an embarrassing situation to be in.
And especially when you got the oil right there in the ground, and all you got to do is turn the spigot. Right. Meanwhile, let's try and find some. How about corn? Let's bring corn back into play. Well, the price of corn is already up right now because that's right. We're dealing with a food shortage. We can't. So you got to make a choice. Do you want it in your gas tank or do you want it on your table?
Yeah, well, both of them are going to cost more. So that is feeding an inflationary cycle. And then on top of the worker shortage we just talked about, it means wages are going up, which means that companies have to pass that on in the form of higher prices. And they're coming even higher because the cost of transportation, which is going to go up because of all the fuel, is going to be passed on in food and other prices as well. So you've got this kind of wage-price spiral going on here, which I think we're going to have inflation in the 10% range by the end of the year. Right now we're almost at 8%, and I think it's going to be 10% at the retail level by the end of the year, if not higher.
Jordan, look at the budget that President Biden proposed. I mean, how does that do anything to hold off inflation or even get control of our debt or any
opposite.
Of those positive things that most people would do? Most households would say, hey, whoa, stop spending the money here.
Over $5 trillion, yes. And President Biden explicitly said spending a lot of money does not cause inflation. So he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it.
Well, you know, he has said so many great things along the way, especially recently, that he's something that we should really, he's someone we should really believe in, right?
I don't think so. And then on top of that, he wants to make it worse by having a tax on the job creators, which would clearly slow the economy even more. It's kind of class warfare, I guess, is the best way to put it, right? All those evil rich people that we have to tax. Those are the people. I'll just give you two examples: Jeff Bezos at Amazon, okay, and Elon Musk at Tesla. They started with nothing, okay, and they've created these huge companies which have huge influences. Their stocks are both worth over $1 trillion. They've created tons of jobs. Amazon's allowed people to buy things that they couldn't get before at really good prices. Musk has allowed them to get cars that are perfect for this time right now, electric cars. Well, those are the kind of people you want to punish, the ones who have been creating the most jobs and most successful opportunity for their workers, for their customers, and for their investors. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, it's not. It defies common sense. But this is what happens when you're so ideologically fixed. You don't do things like, we've got a shortage of oil, but we have oil. Okay. Let's just bring on the oil. You know, let's frack, baby, frack. Let's make it happen. I mean,
but it's not going to happen. I mean, in the State of the Union, Biden explicitly says we want to double down on climate change, not oil.
Yeah. And meanwhile, what do you got? 70% of the country going climate change. You see, the thing is, 70% of the people think it's so incredulous that they don't even hear it. And they're not going to hear it until all of a sudden all these regulations and policies and everything come down upon their pumpkin heads. And they're going, wait, what happened? Well, exactly. He's only been saying for 20 years this is what they're going to do, and they've been moving along this way. So what did you think was going to happen?
Exactly, exactly. But it made us very vulnerable to when the Russian-Ukraine situation happened, and we have a shortage of about 4.5 million barrels of oil a day. We're vulnerable. Had we remained energy independent as we were, this wouldn't affect us as much. Mm-hmm. But because exactly. we cut back on that, it made us vulnerable when the Russian-Ukraine situation happened.
Well, you know, in business, Jordan, it's all about leverage.
Right.
You take your assets and what you do. And one of the biggest assets America had was our energy. And we surrendered that.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then we gave it to the Russians. And what did we get from the Russians? We went begging to them because Iran didn't want to talk to us. And we're relying on Russia to negotiate a deal on our behalf. Now, you tell me how much of a percentage of whatever is negotiated is going to go to the big guy Putin.
Exactly.
Before it comes to the United States.
We gave away our leverage. Yes.
Yeah.
We gave away our leverage completely. So I think there's going to be political implications for all this. But right now, economically, people are really hurting. And you're seeing, I mean, overall the economy is growing, but consumer confidence is continuing to fall because people are feeling it in their pocketbooks. So that's, you know, they always say people vote their pocketbooks. Inflation really hurts people. And here we are now in March and April. Okay, can you imagine what it's going to be in November when the prices are going up even more? You have gallons of gas at the pump at $6, $7. They're already there in California. Mm-hmm. That is going to be across the country. That is really going to hurt politically.
Well, come November, if the knuckleheads reelect the same knuckleheads, then, you know, we deserve it. I mean, after all the pain that has built up so far, I mean, whether we're talking open borders, I mean, the numbers right now are already, you know, on pace to exceed what happened last year. And last year was, what, over 2 million illegals
right.
coming in? Most
right.
of them, they don't even know where they're at. And then the DHS says, hey, we're so good at this, we're going to take over, you know, the asylum program. Yeah,
yes.
We're going to add another layer of bureaucracy, bigger government at a time when inflation is going, you know, haywire on us. Oh, yeah, no problem. Let's just spend more money. This is brilliant.
So, and then on top of all this, the Federal Reserve is in a very aggressive mode to be raising interest rates. So people are going to be
paying
more
in their loans as well. And they got to do something, though, to stave off this inflation, right?
Well, they're way behind the curve. Way behind the curve. I mean, we're at half a point right now. Even if they raise rates at every meeting this year, that would be another 6 increases. They'd be at about 2% with inflation at 8%, maybe 10%. So they're way behind the curve.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business, and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. And we've got the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, joins us. Evie, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
All things considered, family holding it together. Boy, the world's events are just colliding on us. And boy, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that we needed to be on our knees, it's now, huh?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And yes, my own personal situation is my mother's going through cancer, so we're always praying for that. And I know a lot of people are hurting and a lot of trials and tribulations in the world, so we just pray for everybody and just hold tight to your loved ones.
Amen. Yes, you've got to make the most of the time we have, for we not know. You know, we don't know. We know it's all coming to an end. We just don't know, you know, in terms of God's specific timeline. But we're told to, you know, be vigilant, to look up and pray for our redemption. Draw nigh, does it not?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the hope that we have. Hey, let's talk about some movies. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, right?
Yes, so this is a fun movie. This is a movie, you know, when we do have our hard lives, we do have the things that we go through. And so it's nice to have a movie that'll just make you laugh. It's just a silly movie because we all know Sonic, right? Sonic's been around for years and years and years, and he started as a computer game. But now this is the second edition of, you know, they're picking up this series again, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and it's going to be in theaters. It's a big movie with some big actors, and it's funny, and it's fun, and there's some good morals to it. We say, you know, probably 8 years up, 8 years old and above.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to deal with any kind of gender stuff or anything like that. Imagine that, huh?
I know. Isn't that nice? Straightforward, right? So
yes.
It's nice to have a straightforward, not very confusing film for all the little ones or even the adults, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's the deal. And I'm glad you brought the adults back in the circle, because this is the thing. It's like, you know, what are you supposed to say to the kids these days with the kind of stuff that's being out there and all the controversy and, you know, people are up in arms because somehow, you know, not talking to a 5-year-old about sex is a problem.
Right. And, you know, I always tell you, I have a little one. I have a 4.5-year-old. So we don't discuss any of this type of stuff with her. We just haven't broached the issues at all of any type of, you know, connection. So, you know, she's living her life and she's enjoying it. And she doesn't ask those questions yet anyway. So, you know, it's not a time period that we need to discuss that.
Well, exactly. I know when my daughter was growing up, I always said that we just could keep that, you know, at bay for as long as we could, because I figured that, you know, and like I used to tell her, you know, you can't date until you're 40, because I figure, you know, one of two things was going to happen. You know, either I would be gone or Jesus would be back. So I could get some sort of relief. Of course, that was faux relief, because God in his incredible mercy and wisdom says, no, we're going to get through this together. And I said, okay, all right, we got through it.
So, yes, exactly.
So all that good stuff that you have to look forward to with your little one, and all I can tell you is it happens fast. I mean, 4.5 today, and next thing you know, she's getting married. And it just goes so quick. That's all I can tell you.
It goes fast. It goes fast. But every stage is a blessing, and every stage is another stage that God helps us to grow, right?
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. That's why we hold on to Jesus' garment every step of the way. Abby, let's talk about Marvel's Morbius. Little disappointment there at the box office, huh?
Yes, and what it shows, really, this movie is a dark movie. It's not a positive movie. It's a vampire-based comic book, which sounds, you know, where do they come up with this stuff is my question. And the truth about it is it just doesn't do well at the box office when you're putting so much darkness into a movie. People don't want to see that. They really want to be uplifted. They really want the joy. And so it proves our point that we've been making year after year, that people want uplifting content. They don't want to see the dark, the vampire.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's what we want. We want to be encouraged in much the same way that Denzel Washington, I believe, is encouraging us, as he encouraged Will Smith after that incredible event that, you know, continues to be talked about. You know, Oscar Sunday just will never be the same.
Well, you know, Denzel Washington, he's a strong Christian and he has a lot of wisdom. And he told Will Smith, remember, he was one of the people that consoled him after the time. And he said, the devil's going to get you when you're on top. And that's just what happens. But take every step and try to think about what you do before you do it. And when the devil, he actually said, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. You know,
and right,
you know
exactly.
That's Christians, right? It's because
yes.
Like you're doing the work of the Lord, and then all this stuff seems to come along, sickness and technology issues and all of the myriad of stuff that we go through. And so Denzel Washington's a good person because he's a light for other people in the industry and telling them, you know, to keep the faith.
Well, and he reminds us that this could happen to any one of us, that we're all subject to this kind of, you know, supernatural influence over our lives for good and evil. And as he said there, but for the grace of God, go any of us. And he knows, he's lived it out. He's had his moments. I'm sure he's made his mistakes and probably not in front of millions of people like Will Smith did. But, I have to congratulate Will Smith for, you know, resigning, you know, from the Academy. Some have, you know, cruelly and, you know, suggested, well, he had no choice, that sort of thing. Well, look, I think that was the right thing to do. I think that he's trying to find some higher ground and maybe some benefit, some redemption out of this, because he took a personal hit. I mean, his brand took a hit, and he was immediately canceled from projects or postponed on projects that were about to, you know, go into production. because of this event?
Yes, it was, you know, a moment of, you know, it was an interesting moment. We knew people that were in the audience and that were actually working at the Oscars, and they say that it was completely real. Everybody was kind of in a frenzy afterwards. What are we going to do? You know, his PR person was around him and trying to tell him what to do. But it's hard to say when you're in this situation. And, you know, it was just a moment that he wasn't thinking, right?
Right.
And we kind of have all been there, right? That we you know.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, and you got to be careful, you know, like Denzel said, is that, you know, you go ahead and you judge him. Well, then you bring yourself in the crosshairs of judgment so that if something of some similarity would happen to you, you know, heaven help you. I mean, no doubt. And the thing that's so ironic that it did take away from, you know, King Richard, because I think that there was, you know, there was some good moral story there between the Williams sisters and a father that cared so much for them, that raised them. You know, you and I are familiar with Compton. It is not the most pleasant of places to be around, and it was demonstrated in the movie with Richard being, you know, accosted on several occasions. But for the vision and, you know, the conviction that he had for his daughters, I mean, here they are. They learned multiple languages. They were, you know, highly educated. And he did groom them. He protected them so that, you know, here it was, they became champions and have been an encouragement to other minority tennis players, other girls of athleticism that, you know, would hope for some kind of accomplishment like the Williams sisters.
Right. And in the movie, he even prays in Jesus' name. And then,
yes.
Surprisingly or not, the movie that won the Best Picture, that had some moral elements to it, because it was called Coda, and it was about the deaf. And so it had some good themes to it, too. But nobody's talking about it because they're all talking about the incident with Will Smith. So surprisingly, they gave it to a movie that was, you know, had some good elements to it. But, you know, nobody.
Well, and it put the Academy in a rough spot. As you said, you had, you know, colleagues and friends who were there for the Oscars. And here they are, you know, one minute you have the slap heard around the world, and the next minute you're giving Will Smith an Oscar. And it's like, whoa, I mean, for people to try to reconcile, you know, those two events. I mean, even now we still talk about it because we're still trying to, you know, put it in some sort of positive or some sort of redemptive perspective, right?
Yes, exactly. So, it's, you know, it's all, we're all broken. We're all fallen. We all need God.
Amen. Amen. One final thing. We've got a little over a minute left here, Evie. And this was a commentary that our economy and democracy are at stake. Do you think big tech has too much power?
Yeah, so this is an issue that, you know, a lot of people are constantly thinking about. And really what it is most people believe that that big tech does have too much power. And it is really 2/3 of Americans believe that. So what are the actions that big tech are going to take to protect us from that is our question. And so we need
maybe some are looking to Elon Musk with his purchase of Twitter, you know, near 10%. Maybe he's going to have some influence. Maybe he might bring big tech to some level of sobriety. I can only hope. Maybe we can all only hope that he might be a redemptive figure here and allow us to enjoy our constitutional right to free speech once again. What a novel idea, right? Well, Evie Bear Carroll, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. She's the host of Movie Guide TV.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want